Podcasting from Compton, California, located in the U.S. and founded in 1999. This is ASAP CC, and I'm your host, Cade. I'm into rap, also I'm a star baseball player and a part-time rapper. My music is definitely heat. Lastly, I'm a ladies' man, plus add me on Tinder. The date is April 11th in sunny Southern California, and I'm here to talk about who's truly influenced by the art of rap and the truth behind the stories the artists write in their music. Let's start with how people get through their lives with the help and influences of rap. Rap is cited in movies, shows, and books all over the world to relate the truthful lyrics to what's happening in these stories. Anyone hear of the book, The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas? Ilian, our lovely producer, have you ever read it?
Yeah, it's a cool book. I read it when I was in high school. But that main character, Star, was seriously influenced by Tupac, right?
Yeah, bro. Tupac's words helped shape her world. When he been rapping about how society gives us as youth eventually bites them in the ass when we wild out.
Damn, bro, that's so true. I get what you're saying. I can't really remember the whole book. How did Tupac help Star get through her rough life?
Well, he helped her by speaking the truth, and that truth happened to relate to what Star was going through. She took his words and referred them in those bad times so she remained strong. Star even used Tupac's words when she rallied for Khalil and the injustice that was happening in her life.
Wasn't Tupac's words the title of the book, Thug?
Yeah, Thug Life. I have a little quote from the book. Pac said, Thug Life stood for the hate you give little infants F's everybody. Star related those words directly to her life and her choices, which brings us to our next topic on how these artists aren't just telling their stories and how much truth is in their raps. We're going to take some calls now to see how people can relate their lives to what they hear when they listen to music. First we have Dasha from Compton, California, not too far from us. How are you doing today, Dasha, and what rap have you found similar to your life?
I'm great. I have also found the words of Tupac to be very similar to my life. I've been in Compton since I was a little girl, and I haven't had it easy. My family is here, and I don't think I'll ever leave. I can also relate myself to the hate you give, because lately my life has been a lot like Star's. I lost my best friend not long ago for doing something he didn't do, and that ain't right. I've been one of the many rallying for justice ever since I was a child, but now I know that I can't hold back. All the hate society and the police have given my hood just pushed me to become a stronger and more determined woman, which is very similar to Tupac's explanation of thug life, because everybody's going to end up effed up now.
Thank you, Dasha, for explaining your situation, and I'm sorry for your loss. I think we all agree that the world is messed up and we have to fight for what we believe in. Tupac's words have a way of relating to everyone's stories in their own unique way, and that's something I find very interesting about his music. We have another caller that's a little suspicious on your story, Dasha, so we'll keep you both on so you can discuss. Welcome, Lila, from Anaheim, California. What do you have to say?
I'm sorry for your loss, Dasha, but how can you be sure that your friend didn't do anything wrong? I read that thug book not long ago, and if your situation is anything like Star's, then your friend could have been suspicious and even possibly guilty.
Are you sure you read the book? Because the boy killed was innocent. There was nothing found in his car. He wasn't even part of a gang, so you obviously have no idea what you're talking about. Also, my friend that died was innocent. There's nothing to prove him guilty. He was just walking down the street, playing around with his girl, and bang, he's dead just like that because the police thought he was trying to take advantage of her on the streets, but they just be walking home after work, so you have no right to judge when you don't even know what happened.
I'm going to stop you ladies right there. That's a prime example of someone from outside the hood not knowing the full truth and finding ways to judge and harass the wrong people. Through music, artists have been able to tell the full truth without any backlash, and can express their ideas as their own and not someone else's. This truth and these words have allowed people to connect their lives to these songs and see the cruel society we live in. This shows that even though an artist may be telling their own stories, they may also be telling other stories as well. Lila, let's get back to the original question. What rap have you found similar to your life and adventures?
Well, I find the song Life Goes On by Tupac very relatable. Pac says how his brothers fell victim to the streets, but life must go on through all that loss. I've had losses over the years, and it's been hard to move on. My life may not be as gruesome as the lives in Compton, but I've lost just as much as anyone else.
Thank you for sharing, Lila. It's true that everyone has dealt with loss and have had to move on no matter what. This is a prime example of how anyone from anywhere can relate their lives to the lyrics in these songs. Lila, how has this song helped you get through your losses?
This song has allowed me to see that everyone has gone through loss and I'm not the only one that has to move on and accept their grief.
Ilian, do you have a song that has influenced you or relates to your life?
Yes, I do. Have you ever heard of the song Thug's Mansion?
No, I haven't, bro. Is it a good song?
I heard it's trash, though, but proceed.
No one asked you, Lila, but yeah, it's a really good song. There's lines that make me double think about the stuff I go through. He says, no one knows my struggle. They only see the trouble. Now knowing it's hard to carry on when no one loves you. Bro, to me, this shit got me. Like, oof, I can't relate, bro. People will judge you on your mistakes, not knowing what was really behind that mistake.
Dang, bro, I can already imagine what it's like, dude. But you're right, Ilian. People will judge you. Shoot, think we're running out of time, so that's all we have time for today, folks. Listen next time when we discuss what family really means.
Bye, guys.